2022 was really the year that Americans woke up en masse to questioning the safety of the COVID shot, as by that Rasmussen poll, 49%, if you want to put a figure on that. And that's a big number. And then also, this is probably the year that they also started to question really the FDA, which was responsible for the approval of that shot in the arms of every man, woman, child, and infant in the United States.
Yeah.
But you know, this conversation has cast such a huge shadow over the last couple of years. And there's a lot of other drugs and medications and behavior that the FDA has engaged in that's really gone under the carpet. And one of the drugs we want to talk about now, you know, we're in a position of kind of this watchdog as this health journalism, that's what we do. And so we want to look at this drug called Repatha. This is a cholesterol lowering drug. And, you know, this is one of the commercials. If anybody's not familiar with this, maybe you've seen this commercial on TV lately. Check it out.
Okay.
You eat healthy, take statins, but still struggle to lower your LDL bad cholesterol. You also have heart disease and fear a heart attack or stroke could strike without warning, pulling you away from everything you love. Because with high LDL, your risk of a heart attack or stroke is real. Now you can reduce that risk with Repatha. Repatha plus a statin dramatically lowers your LDL bad cholesterol by 63% and is proven to significantly drop your risk of having a devastating heart attack or stroke.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha may cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include redness, severe rash or itching, swollen face or trouble breathing. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Don't let a heart attack or stroke come between you and everything you love. Tell your doctor you're ready to lower your LDL and reduce your risk for real with Repatha.
Pay no more than $5 per month with the Repatha copay card.
Well, that's some pretty happy and jovial music and some people just surviving life beautifully. Can I go ahead and assume that this story is not so happy and joyful and bubbly?
Oh, I wish I could tell you it was happy. But it does have a happy ending because truth is actually coming out here.
Good.
So the BMJ put forward an initiative called the Restoring Invisible and Abandoned Trials, RIAT. And this was basically an initiative by independent researchers where they gather the data from these trials that the drug companies do, send to the FDA and say, hey, guess what? Everything looks cool. The FDA greenlights these drugs. But independent researchers can now grab this data if they can get a hold of it and recreate these studies and to see what they find, obviously without, you know, some of the conflicts of interest involved. So that's just what happened with this drug. So this is a cholesterol lowering drug. It's been out in the market for about 7 years now. And here's the headline. Here is this restored trial. Headline, restoring mortality data in the 4-year cardiovascular outcomes trial of evolocumab in patients with cardiovascular disease, a reanalysis based on regulatory data. And listen to what they found, Del. When comparing the CSRS, the case study reports, information with the 2017 primary results publication, that's the publication that the drug company did, we found 11 more deaths from myocardial infarction in the evolocumab group, 36 versus 25, and 3 less deaths in the placebo group, 27 versus 30, respectively. In the clinical study report, CSR, the number of deaths due to cardiac failure in the evolocumab group was almost double those in the placebo group, 31 versus 16. Let's just take a breath on that for a second. Yeah. Almost double cardiac failures.
And wow.
So this brings us to what did they report on?
Exactly what the drug's supposed to stop from happening?
Yes.
I mean, it's just a slight failure there. It's going to increase the risk of the very thing that you're buying it for.
Right. This is why this is such an important story. So in 2017, the drug company came out, it was actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine with these amazing results, evolocumab and clinical outcomes in patients with cardiovascular disease. And let's look at their conclusion. Now, remember, this was already redone, but in 2017, this is what people were greeted to. In our trial, inhibition of PCSK9 with evolocumab on a background of statin therapy lowered LDL cholesterol levels and reduced the risk of cardiovascular events. You know, kind of like heart failure and myocardial infarction.
Yeah.
So here's the crazy part, though. So this was approved by the FDA, this drug, in 2015. Here's the actual headline here. In 2015, FDA approves Repatha, a second drug for cholesterol and a potent new class. They didn't even have the clinical data yet. So it says here in this article, until 2017, when the clinical trial results are expected to be in, doctors and patients will have to choose the outcome that makes them most comfortable, the lowest possible LDL level or the lowest dose that gets their LDL to what appears to be safe. It goes on to say, for now, it's anybody's guess which treatment strategy is the optimal one. You might as well flip a coin, Dr. Krumholtz said. He's a Yale cardiologist. So this is, I mean, this is kind of what the behavior of the FDA, kind of just throwing this thing out, trusting the drug companies. Obviously, we've reported on this a lot, but it's still going on, and we're leading this up to a point here. But this isn't the only behavior that the FDA has been doing outside of the COVID shot. In 2021, we had three of their independent advisors resign over an Alzheimer's drug that was approved. Three FDA advisors resigned over agency's approval of Alzheimer's drug. This is the drug Aduhelm. $56,000 a year this drug costs. All 11 of the advisors did not vote to go ahead with this because the clinical data did not show that it was really helpful and there was uncertain risks on this. The FDA approved it anyway. Wow. And what was interesting about this, though, is that kicked off an investigation, a congressional oversight investigation, which, as you and I know, is kind of rare looking into the FDA when it's going just cavalier approving these drugs. So it was an 18-month investigation. And here's the headline here. This is just brings us to present day. FDA faulted for working improperly with Biogen before clearing Alzheimer's drug. This was an 18-month investigation. And what's interesting about this, it was the Democrat-led House Oversight and Reform Committee. Now, as we know in our reporting here, the Democratic Party is typically the weakest host when it comes to the pharmaceutical company. In 2019, we saw Democratic governors across the United States put forward over 100+ bills during the measles outbreak to basically get these shots into people and mandate them, absent religious freedom. So this is actually a good sign here. We're having a Democrat-led House oversight on this. And they found
that it's gotten so bad that one of the big funding bodies of the party, and I say this, I always want to say we're not a political show. I consider myself politically marooned, raised a Democrat my whole life. And I used to always say, well, Democrats don't take industrial money. That's the Republican side. But now it is clear pharma is funding Democrats. So it is good to see the investigation. And what I want to point out is so important here, Jeffrey, is the work that we do. I get this question a lot. In fact, I had a lot over the holidays, which is, you know, who is the bad guy in all this? As people are waking up to this COVID vaccine really being a problem, who are we supposed to blame? I said, well, look, our government took on the liability. They took all the liability away from the industry. But let me be clear about our position at ICANN, really, and that's this. My belief is that industries lie. They always do. If BP spills oil, they're going to hide it. That's their nature. If Exxon does something wrong, they're going to hide it. They're going to lie about it. They're, you know, if anyone can put out a product without doing proper safety testing and get away with it, they will. I mean, that is just the nature of industry. It's the regulatory agencies that are supposed to protect us from those dangerous practices. When we lose our regulatory agencies or they start colluding with the industries we're supposed to be protected from, that's when we're in serious trouble. That's why the focus of ICANN's lawsuits has, for the most part, been against the FDA, NIH, CDC, Health and Human Services. We've won lawsuits against every one of these agencies. There it is, the list, and it keeps on growing. The problem is the regulatory agencies. You'll never be able to change greed. You'll never be able to change people that go after the bottom line and try to shuffle their problems under the rug. I think, unfortunately, the hand in the cookie jar and the lie about it is human nature. But that's what regulatory agencies are supposed to protect us from. It's why this story is so scary.
Right. And that's exactly what this investigation, this 18-month investigation found, is the FDA inappropriately collaborated with Biogen. They found that 66 of their meetings were not documented accurately. So, you know, kind of off the record meetings. They had a lot of meetings running up to this approval for this drug. And so that brings us to this. So we're painting a picture of an ecosystem, as you just perfectly described, this ecosystem of these revolving doors, these problems. And, you know, on the back of an Operation Warp Speed that has now given the medical community an idea of saying, wait a minute, we don't have to wait this long. We don't have to spend this much money to get these drugs approved. We can do this faster because we did it with the COVID vaccine and it seems to be working.
That works so well.
Yeah. And so now we have this. This is the headline here. The FDA Modernization Act. By eliminating requirement for animal testing, FDA Modernization Act allows faster, more cost-effective drug treatment. So what they're doing, this is not an outright ban, but they're not having a requirement on animal testing. This is so drug developers, they can use alternative methods for safety testing Great. On drugs and vaccines. So this, you know, this is a double-edged sword for the PETA people. This is obviously a win, but for us who have been documenting this for a long time and the behavior of pharmaceutical companies, this is a big red flag. So let's look. So animal studies potentially are out. So now let's look what they're going to replace this with. So in this article, it goes on to say this. These include cell-based assays, organ chips, and microphysiological systems and sophisticated, right, for computer modeling. Several of these approaches allow drug developers to incorporate safety assessments, alternatives that are robust enough to convince regulators that a program has been adequately de-risked. That's one of the first times I've heard of this now, de-risked.
De-risked.
So has your drug been de-risked? Well, Repatha was not de-risked, apparently. So now it goes on to say this, and get ready for this. So we know in vivo is basically testing the drugs in the bodies of people. In vitro is a petri dish.
Yes.
Get ready for a new term here. So it goes on in this article. It says sophisticated modeling. Oh, it's sophisticated. It must be nice. That uses in silico. Computer-based testing with virtual patients.
What?
Biosimulation is fast and relatively inexpensive and reveals rich information about how a drug would perform and how to best design a trial before the drug is ever tested in patients. So we're testing them in virtual patients now for safety.
Oh, I love it.
Safety.
So instead of, why bother with the animals? Like, let's just go straight to cartoons. We did this test on a cartoon and Bart Simpson turned out just fine.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally, like, you can't even believe these terms. The in silico study told us it was safe.
Like, we tested the entire cast of The Family Guy. It's safe. Trust us. So this is obviously a gigantic problem because we're giving drug developers an out so they don't have to spend more money. And we always know how that works. And we're giving them an out to get the product to market faster with modeling and virtual testing. So some big red flags there. This has been signed into law by Biden, and it was passed by Congress just a couple weeks ago.
Which, by the way, I think just as I sit here and think about this, is the importance of what our focus is mm-hmm. end all mandates. While you jerks are making decisions like this, you're already so corrupted, you're not doing your job correctly. Now you want to even relax whatever restrictions or testing needed to be done. So, okay, go ahead. For any fool that wants to go ahead and trust whoever, you know, Bart Simpson got tested with a product, I'm going to take it now. That's okay. It's a free country. You're allowed to live that way. But you don't get to mandate that on me. End of all mandates. Go ahead, take away all restrictions. I don't care if you ever safety test anything. That's fine, but you can never make me take it. I'm going to read your trials. I'm going to do the information. I'm going to look at it myself. I'm going to see what you did and did not test, and then I'm going to make the decision for my own body. It's shocking that we actually even have a debate over this any longer in this country. Anyone, if you have a brain out there, if you have loved ones that have blood cells still moving through their brain, please wake them up. It is time to end all mandates because we are no longer being protected by dangerous products.